Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at a piece that's going to make a few business owners feel uncomfortable. It's called Why 42% of Australian SMEs Are Using AI Wrong and What the Successful Few Do Differently by Brett Allegre Wood.
That headline does the job. 42% is a higher number than I expected.
It is. And on the surface, it sounds like progress. Brand new data from NAB Economics, more than half the SME sector is either using AI or about to. The use cases are what you'd expect. 51% running it in marketing and sales, 39% applying it to operations and logistics, 25% using it for customer service chatbots.
So drafting emails, writing social posts, answering support tickets a bit faster.
Exactly. And 35% say the biggest win is automating repetitive tasks. Pete Steele at NAB called it a clear shift from curiosity to practical use.
But Brett's point is that this is actually the problem.
The core of the article, yes. Because when you put that SME data next to what's happening at the enterprise level, things get dark fast. Rand Corporation research found 80% of enterprise AI projects deliver no measurable business value.
8 out of 10. These are companies with real resources and dedicated data teams.
MIT went further. They looked specifically at generative AI, the exact type SMEs are using, and found 95% of pilots never scale beyond a basic demo.
So the failure rate is actually higher with the kind of AI most SMEs are running.
And Brett makes the point directly. If a company with a chief data officer and a $10 million IT budget can't get their data clean enough to run a successful AI project, what chance does a mid-sized firm in Melbourne have of doing it accidentally?
His answer is close to zero.
Close to zero. The phrase he uses for what most SMEs are doing is tactical desperation. Business owners buying off-the-shelf tools and handing them to a marketing coordinator with a vague instruction to make the business more efficient.
And the issue with that?
When you use AI to automate a bad process, you don't fix the process. You just do the wrong thing much faster.
That one will sting for a few people listening. Are there any numbers that put Australia in a global context?
There's a specific paradox Brett pulls from KPMG data. Australian organizations are actually world-leading on AI governance. 31% are prioritizing it, against a global average of 26%.
Good at the rules.
But on value capture, we're last. Only 35% of Australian businesses are prioritizing AI-driven productivity. Global average is 42%. Brett's line, we built the guardrails, we're terrified to drive the car.
That feels very accurate, honestly.
There's also a skills gap piece. IDC data shows over 90% of organizations face severe AI skills shortages. 93% of employees say underdeveloped skills are holding company progress back, but only half have received any formal AI training.
And the cost isn't just slow uptake, it's active rework, isn't it?
Yes, this is an important one. For every 10 hours saved by AI, 4 hours are lost to reworking errors. Researchers call it work slop, mediocre AI-generated output that creates more problems than it solves. 40% of the time saving, gone. In a small business where every hour counts, that wipes out the value entirely. Brett does give us examples of what the minority who are getting it right actually do.
Good, because it can't all be dire news.
Tim Gaethje, owner of Design and Diplomacy, was deeply skeptical at the start. He didn't just buy a ChatGPT subscription for the team, he integrated AI into his financial analysis, his quoting process, his client onboarding. He restructured how the business actually operates.
That's a completely different conversation from writing a blog post.
And from the NAB report, Andrew Blair at Bella Manufacturing said the real value isn't the technology, it's the time it gives back. Not the content produced, the time freed up for the humans to do the work that actually matters.
So the distinction is redesigning work, not just automating tasks.
Exactly. And Brett has a point about the 44% of businesses not using AI yet. He says they may actually be in a better position than those using it badly. At least they're not burning cash, producing nothing.
But they don't have much runway left.
Gartner data shows organizations with successful AI initiatives invest up to 4 times more in their data and analytics foundations. The highest maturity ones are getting 65% better business outcomes. The gap between leaders and laggards is accelerating. So what does someone actually do this week? Brett's list is specific. Want an honest audit of what AI is delivering in dollars and hours. Not blog posts written, not social content volume. Actual business metrics. Then clean up the data before adding more tools.
And align the leadership team on the specific financial metrics AI is supposed to move.
That's the key one. Plus, train people in AI literacy. How to prompt, how to verify, how to catch errors before they compound. My takeaway this week? Sit down with whoever is using AI in your business and ask what it has saved you in time or money. Real numbers. If you can't answer that, you've got your audit right there. And mine? Read the full article. Brett lays out all the data and a step-by-step action list for this call. You'll find it at anabu.ai. And if you want to work through this properly in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too. Worth doing. Thanks for listening.